This is Flow and Vent Radio. Flow and Vent Radio. With Rob, Mike, and Mike.
Yo.
What was with all that noise?
Happy Cinco de Mayo. We are back.
Oh, God.
Well, it's been like
months.
March? St. Patrick's. Like St. Patty's special.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, the one I couldn't podcast make. When you could drink?
Apparently. We're going to have six holidays a year.
Next up, Memorial Day.
After that, 4th of July. Yeah.
God bless the USA.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad.
Oh. Yeah, we got Rob, Mike, and Mike. Chad, what do you want to go by?
He's ex-chief.
Okay, yeah, we know he's been here before. He's been on the podcast before.
Well, before he was our Chief Miller. Now he's ex-Chief Miller.
But he's our.
He's our Chief Miller. Number one in our hearts and in the playbook.
It gets weird. It gets fun, as you know. So, all
right. So
lots happened in a month and a half.
Oh,
shit. Talk about indie for a little bit.
Yeah, so that was pretty killer. I think everybody that has the opportunity should go. took a bunch of classes, met up with the guys from Heatstraps, the Lang brothers, and it was awesome. It's you know, they say it's Disney for fire service out there. It really is. I mean, you can just walk into any class that you want. There's so much shit to look at. I missed half of it. The Fools event was pretty crazy.
Worth it too.
Which one?
We went to two. Since the last one, no?
No, but I'm saying FDIC. Oh, I went to the FDIC. The Fool's Bash. Like, it was crazy. No, but we did that, yeah. You know, Chief Walt Lewis out there run, you know, the big guy behind the scenes on that at Orlando. It's pretty cool. Met a lot of people. The Zoo Crew guys, unfortunately, I didn't get to meet them, but they sent us some sick stickers that we have here today.
Yes.
Met some guys from, some brothers from Poland that was... You know, one day we'll have Jordan and Tyler on from Heatstraps, and these guys will go up there. I'm saying. I was at their booth.
I was
at the booth with them hanging out, and all of a sudden this guy comes up and he's like, hello, there's the. I'm like, Yekshamash. He's like, whoa, you speak Polish? And Jordan's like, oh, check out this motherfucker. But that was cool. I mean,
here goes the parental warning on this one.
Well, you know what? It's single
denial.
Yeah.
Is that PG-13?
Yeah.
It's once. Technically, it's, you know, you can have one F-bomb per PG-13, I think.
I guess.
Okay. But it was great. Hopefully, we get to go out there as a group one day soon.
I mean, Danny went 1 year.
Probably 10
it's crazy.
Years. I went 12 years ago. Then it's nuts.
It's amazing. The stuff you see is like to be in Lucas Oil.
Oh, see, I didn't see the show. I went for the hot class.
Oh, that's nice. But we went. I had the opportunity. Like once over, we saw Pip at the, his little stage thing, whatever. Yeah. But you're in Lucas Oil. It's empty. It's so different than like out here. Out here, you can't walk into MetLife. You'll get like fucking arrested.
Oh, there's the two.
There it is. It's amazing if you think about it. You see pictures of Lucas Oil, and you know the Colts play there, and
then you're like,
you see it on Sundays, and you're like, oh, this place is cool. And then you see it at FDIC, and there's tower ladders set up in the middle of the football field, and you're like, hello,
this isn't right.
And they look so small. How big is this building?
Yeah. Who else? Oh, met the guys from Firemall. I got that thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Glojo was out there. Joe, and you got new products and whatnot. It's good stuff. I mean, you met everybody that supports us, that we support, and whatnot, and, we met Chief Miller in person, but now we have our Chief Miller with us.
Chief Miller.
So,
our Chief Miller.
Ryan Pennington from Jump Seat Views.
Yeah.
Sean Egan from Buffalo, Hayway from Beyond the Basics, and a lot of guys internationally even now.
Oh, it's
like the guys we had dinner with, the one doctor's from Germany, teaching fire, technical stuff. Stuff that we don't think about. But, it's honestly, if anybody can, save up your pennies in your piggy bank and go to it. It's worth it. It's more about the experience and who you meet and the connections and whatnot. I loved it.
That's awesome.
Hopefully I can afford it in the future. I doubt it, but it'd be nice.
Or we just get paid to go.
Yeah, so if there's any sponsors out there.
Just throw that
out. Just throw it. Yeah.
Just throw that out.
We're still in the dream with the... Barstool, Dave Portnoy. We have fun. There we go. So it is what it is, but A lot. So since the last one, we've had a lot of.
Get into the request before we start talking.
Yeah, before we do our topic of the night, there's been a lot of DMs and messages coming in. You know, guys. Let's be straight up. We're behind the ball on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of shit happen in the area, so we have to take care of it.
Yeah, there's...
But...
No excuse.
Spoke to the brothers in Pelham. We'll be out there soon.
Yes. That's a must.
He says he's going to work that out with us the rest of the year. Long Branch has the event coming up at the end of this week.
Oh, that seminar?
The seminar this Saturday. One of our hats is a raffle item if you want it. And there you go. Get it. $1 hair. $1 hair. Dude, there's a lot. I'm just trying to flip through everything. What else? What's going on?
Did you get a new phone?
Yeah, I finally have a new phone.
Yeah, you did. That was a disaster. That was a fiasco and a half.
Yeah. I mean,
look at that, guys.
The one thing we have to really touch on, which is not really, we got the tourniquets. A lot of them were donated, so that's gonna be rolled into the impalement class that we attempted. Mm-hmm. Whoa! Speaking of that, So when I was at FDIC, guys from Ohio stopped by.
Same guys we saw?
A couple of guys stopped and they go, you guys taught that class? I was like, yeah. They're like, no, we loved it. I was like, oh. I was not expecting that. Thank you. Appreciate it. So yeah,
they didn't like it. Just tell them Chad was the lead.
Chad wrote it.
Chad did it all.
I don't speak English. there's a lot of questions out here. I'm not going to find them today. That's my bad. We'll hit them next time. Highlight them, copy them. It was just nice, dude. It was great.
Anything else? What else should we bring up before we start talking about our topic? Isn't it Mental Health Awareness Month? We should probably bring that up.
Yeah, Next Wrong.
Next Wrong. I know. I know Next Wrong just did their podcast with National. It was actually really good. It was very good. If you get a chance to listen to it, the boys over at National Fire Radio sit down and give their... and get the 2 cents from the Next Wrong boys. So that's a good time.
What else is going on?
You know, they could hear everything.
I know, but that's where the love is.
Great.
The love is. That's where you got to do it. Like we said, Dave Portnoy, you want a fucking firematic conversation? Call us up.
They don't want a firematic conversation.
Yeah, I know, but...
Because they have two hot girls that talk about sucking dick, and they just... They clear the airwaves.
What am I in this podcast?
Yeah, for real.
Does he call her daddy, or does she call her daddy?
Should we tag her in the post?
Yeah, no, we're going to. Right. Listen, it's marketing. But anyway, today's topic. The 622, or I don't know, guys call it other things.
Two for 220.
Oh, the 220.
220, because everyone's seen it.
Essentially, it's minimal time on, thinking that you have all the time. Hell of a time in.
Listen, before we start, we're gonna say it like we say every podcast. This is our opinion.
This does not reflect the views of where we are, who we're from.
Yeah, all that. This is all our opinions. Everybody sitting at this table,
it's personal. It's not.
It's personal. Has had a leadership role in the fire service, so has witnessed it. Well, mine's Mikey.
Shut up.
Witnessed it firsthand. So you know, we're just talking about our views. Danny has seen it the most, honestly, I think, in my opinion. I mean, we get it here and there, but I think Danny has actually had to deal with it a lot more than we have, mainly just due to the age that, you know, volunteer firefighters are now. You know, we're not...
But it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And
age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you're right.
Respect.
I agree with you. You're right. I think age, you're right, doesn't have anything to do with it. I think there's... When you talk about a topic like this, though, age is the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, it turns into, screw these guys.
I agree. The young guys are this or that.
I think a lot, like Rob said, there's a lot more respect in it now. Because I've seen members that are between 18 and 25 years old join, and they have that mentality after a year and a half, 2 years in the fire service. And then I've seen guys that 45 to 55 have the same mentality after a year and a half, 2 years.
I think part of it also is call volumes up, but fires are down. So you're still running 500-600 alarms a year.
I'll give you that.
And you're only going with 4 or 5 fires a year.
There's that. I think another big key into that, though, is call volume is up. You know, fire volume is down. But around the country, volunteerism is down. Mm-hmm. So you rely a lot more on a few guys. And those guys that you rely on start to get a bigger head. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that any point in your fire service career, you're going to have this a little bit. So at mm-hmm. some point, you're going to have it. I think everyone's guilty of it.
Yeah.
I know I did when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. I'm sure everyone has it. It's just doing the proper thing to fight your way through it. And on the other aspect that we'll talk about is, in a leadership role, how you have to let them have this little mentality, but also how you have to keep it in check.
It's tough as a boss.
It's very tough.
Even if you're not a boss, if you're a senior guy or just been around the block a little bit, it's a lot of give and take. But you still got to, you know, obviously present the material in its own way. Damn. It's a sensitive subject. It is.
This respect has changed a lot, though. I joined 2005. Mikey joined 2003.
Mm.
And when I came into the firehouse, he was one of the first people that I met. You know, I kind of followed in him, mm-hmm. his and other people's footsteps, and watched them and taught myself. Like, mm-hmm. hey, you know, mm-hmm. he's respecting these people. They mean something. Where now you see these guys join and they don't do that. They don't look.
Well, I got my blue light. I got my radio. Yeah.
They don't look at the ex-chiefs or the ex-captains or the ex-lieutenants or even just the guys that have been there for 30 years and have ran a 60%. They see, oh, well, I come to 60% of the calls.
I've been here
months.
All year. Where have you been?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a kid and family and life.
You know, some of these people have done it for 30 years. They don't need to carry that 60%, but somebody that's been on for a year and a half believes that, oh, well, he gets good respect. I should, too, because I've done this for a year and a half.
Yeah. I think you nailed it right on the head there, honestly. It's you get that new guy who, you know, turned 18, can devote every single waking moment to the firehouse, and is there every single waking moment, and then you have the guy who's 30, 35, like you said, has a kid, has, you know, two jobs, family, baseball, this, all that. And it's, well, how come when he walks in the room, he doesn't have to pack the hose, but I'm still sitting here, you know, throwing 5-inch on the engine. You know.
Because that guy's been doing it for 15
years. Exactly. And you didn't see what he's done, you know. When he was 18, he was doing the same thing. And I think that it's, I don't want to say an epidemic, because I think that even though it does happen in most firehouses, I don't want to say all of them, because I'm sure...
To some degree, it's in every firehouse.
To some degree.
Whether it's, like you said, packing hose, he doesn't have to put his gear
it's,
on.
It's just some silly. You know, the 21-year-old kid who just passed his MPO doesn't get out of the driver's seat for a guy who's an ex-chief, been on for 40 years.
And vice versa. You have an ex-chief and a guy that's been driving for 50 years. Yeah, you're an ex-chief, but you're still in your 30s or 20s. Me, personally, would give it to the 50-year-old chauffeur.
No, absolutely.
That guy's been around the block a lot.
The fire service, in one aspect, as we always talk about, you know, is training and is culture and everything along that nature. But it's also built on a mutual respect. You have to have a mutual respect for the people that you're next to, the people that you're sitting on the rig with, your officers, your senior men, everything. But at the same time, with that mutual respect, it has to be all the way around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that at some point, I don't want to say the newer generation or the younger generation. The newer firemen, they don't quite get that yet. You know, we see it firsthand. We have a couple instances where we have a guy who is on the department, you know, older in life, has time to do it now, but wants to be treated like a guy who's been on for 30 years. And then in the same aspect, we have a kid who's on the department since he was a junior. He's, you know, 20 years old now, thinks that he should be treated like, you know,
now,
he's been the chief for 15 years.
Now, is that a personal thing or a drop in the firehouse, like the culture of it, you know, the senior guys? Because, I mean, like, where I've been involved in, it's been like we had a gap that nobody was like, I became the senior guy. I've only got everybody knows it. I got just 10 years in this field, but I became the senior guy because, yeah, like you said, I was always there, kept my mouth shut, kept humble. But then, like, hey, you know, I'm not going to talk to a guy that's just me being me. I should, but I don't talk to guys that are older than me because I'm like, you have a family. You have a real life. Like, you've been doing this whole life thing a lot longer. I'm not going to break your balls. I'll give you tips and tricks on, you know, packing a line or pulling a line, but I'm not going to be like, hey, next time, you know. And that's is that fully my fault, or is it a fall in the hole? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bigger than just
But you have the respect for a guy that's been on for 30 years, mm. and that's one thing that I see different now. Is they like just I totally... walk into the firehouse, and you know, there's a guy, there's 10 guys there that have been on for 25, 30, 35, 40, mm-hmm. 50 years. And every time I see those people, I walk up, I shake their hand, ask them how they're doing.
Yeah.
But then the guy that's 18, 19 years old that's been on for a year and a half,
yeah.
he walks in, sits down like he owns a place.
Yeah. You know, I think, and it, like I said before, I think it's a mindset, and I think everybody has it. Everyone has got that cocky mm-hmm. attitude. You get your black shield, you get your black helmet, you get a brand new leather sitting on your rack. Hmm. You got balls. They magically grew. You hit puberty right in front of us. They're here. Boom. Here we go. And you got balls. And you want to show your balls. I also think that it comes, it lands on us a little bit because, like I said earlier, we rely so much to get done on so little that we give people the bigger heads. Is it right? No. You know, do people think that by them doing extra they should be rewarded more? Yes.
And we do lean on these younger members and even older members that join. That you know, they're fresh. They've been in a year. They want to be there. They want to show up. They show that they have a big interest.
Mm-hmm.
So then as leaders, you lean on them a little bit. And 6 months later, all of a sudden,
I'm running for chair.
Yeah. Whoa. Because and I can so do it, better it really than is kind of our fault. And yeah. Listen, when I joined, I was on for 3 or 4 years. I thought I knew everything.
Mm.
Well, I was young, immature.
Yeah.
And I was a young chief, but it taught me more. And I wish that I knew what mm-hmm. I know now when I became chief.
Yeah.
Because I think that I could have done a better job.
And it gives you, you know, me coming back to this place, it's like, made it to captain, left, now I'm back, and you just, like you said, you think about things differently.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you said, you get, it's kind of, it's a curse and a blessing at the same time, like you're saying, like, yeah, you got it, you did it, and now you're coming, you have that, like, shh, because they're like.
Every time you walk away, or you walk away, or you step down from it, or whatever you do, and you look back at what you did, okay, I did this right, I did this right, I did this right, but if I did this instead.
Yeah.
I could have maybe done this better.
Yeah,
but
mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
It's
tough because again, it's not just you know you always want to leave the place better than but again. How do you teach guys that can maintain that mentality that the fire? Listen, at the end of the day, you're always they can replace you. Somebody else will join. Somebody else will get hired. But you know, is it about that or is it's you know we always preach it's about the culture and the rigs and the house. It's not about you. It's about what you do there. You know how you like you were saying. How do you teach guys how you rubbing off on other guys? You know, I'll tell you like this one guy, like we mentioned him in the past. I brought him in when he joined. He's still a solid dude.
Yeah.
Did he slow down his interest? Yeah, but he's still you know still respectful.
It's gonna happen.
Whatnot, but that's 1 out of 10.
What name on the back of your coat means more to you?
Top one.
It's got to be the top one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it always has to be the top one. You know, I think
that's primarily in our area. The town's on top. Some places it's one giant number.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no goddamn name on this thing.
I mean, I think with because it's a mentality. You know, we're gonna use Chad for an example. You know, Chad walks into the firehouse at 18 years old and keeps his mouth shut.
He's not 18.
He's not 18. He's of legal age, and he keeps his mouth shut and he earns his way up the ladder and he earns the respect. Now. Does a white shield say give Chad a big head? It could, it couldn't. You don't know how the person's going to react until they're actually in the position. Mm-hmm. Where I'm going with this is now Chad is done. He's you know back to a black shield. He's back to you know his beginnings, his humble beginnings. Does Chad act like he is, or does Chad act like he's still in charge? And this is where I'm going with saying that. I think it's a mentality and it's a mindset for a lot of people because it doesn't matter if you've been on for 20 years and you still act like a jerk off, or you've been on for 6 months yep. and you still act like a jerk off.
You're still a jerk off.
And as much as we try to break that, I don't know if the person will let us do it.
I honestly believe that no matter what you do when you get that white shield the first time, no matter who you are, your head is going to get over.
I agree.
Well, yeah.
Couldn't agree more. I agree with you.
You guys called me out a couple of years ago. Like,
I agree with you. I agree.
It all depends on how you handle it and
yeah.
how big you let it get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you said, you're always going to get that step up, but you got to stay humble. I mean, like, you know, you were saying, You know, what do you do once you're not the officer? Well, are you in the same house? Did you move to a house? Did you get hired? Did you go somewhere else? I think at the end of the day, if you maintain who you are, it's tough as hell. Let's be real. Everybody will break your balls and try to break you down. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you just, you know, do you and not be a, you know, a douche canoosh about it, you'll be all right.
I think the best way to keep that open mind and not get in that mindset is remember that you're always learning.
Well, so, like, we always say, the day you hang up your shit, stop learning.
The day you say you know everything is the day you should just hang your shit up. And I think that we've
because,
said that.
I mean, you can even say, like, I'm sure you guys saw when you went through fire school, there's always those couple guys in your class where they think they know everything.
I've done this 20 times in my room.
Yeah, like, I mean, but you see...
Exactly.
No, but I agree. It's just, it's a mentality that... I don't want to say it's a downfall because it's not. Because you know what? Listen, everyone's been around an asshole. Everyone knows how to deal with an asshole. It's plain and simple.
We all got them.
Yeah, everyone's got them.
A lot of people think we are them.
For real. But it's just, it's getting to be, it's as, Jesus.
I understood it.
Yeah, I did too. It's...
Well, now you're here.
Yeah, sitting back and watching it, it's...
That's the tough
how
part.
Do you approach the person
without
causing an issue, or how do you lessen the blow for other people?
Yeah, I was involved in one of those moments. You know, here we had the person was doing phenomenally as a firefighter. You know, time came, there was an opening, and, you know, I put my recommendation in. I mean, I wrote a solid letter. To this day, I catch shit, but I had my reasons why this individual should move up. You know, it's volunteer. This isn't a job description, or, you know, there's no test. It's, you know,
there's no test, but it's still a job.
Of course. But, you know, like you said, that was the biggest learning curve for me was taking the shit while laying everything out. So people will be like, oh, this person fucking sucks, X, Y, and Z. I'm like, well, the firefighter, they were great. They came up, flipped on me, and I caught the shit. And then you're like, now what? And at the time, I didn't really have many people to ask about. Now you think about it, you talk about it, you're like, you know, you stuck to what you did. That person didn't like it. So now it's like, what do? You try to do everything as well as you can. Well, now they know where we are. We're by the train. But, you know, like, what do you do in that case? So, you know, you make your recommendation. That person gets in. They get big-headed. You try to deal with it. And now they're totally off the deep end.
You know, you make your bed, you lie in it, and that's...
But can you?
You have to. There's no can you.
I mean, I'm not saying...
You know, and we'll
what's
use,
the best way to phrase
but
it?
But we'll use you for an example. You know, there's no can you, there's no... You have to.
Yeah, you did.
You turned around, you made a recommendation. That person let you down.
Now, do you push...
You gotta let them do it tomorrow by themselves. You can't.
But they're a boss already. It's not just a firefighter.
Bosses fail all the time.
Obviously.
We've seen it.
Especially
we've
in
probably
this
all
world.
Done.
Yeah.
Especially in this world.
Yeah. Sink or swim.
You know, bosses fail all the time. You know, it's we've seen it. You have to be able to, you know, lay in the bed you make. You made the recommendation. It turned around. It bit you in the ass. It bit everybody else in the ass. Well, there's two ways of dealing with it. You suck it up, and you let the year go by, or you have to do something about it.
And nothing for nothing. But if you made that recommendation or not, there's always going to be one of those guys that is just not...
Oh, yeah. There's always going to be a hater.
He's always.
He's that's why we're here.
And you know what? He's going to make chief and
gonna be terrible.
Do his thing. And like you said before, he's going to leave and somebody else is going to come in and take his spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are. There's always going to be somebody behind you that's going to...
Yeah.
And there's always going to be a different opinion. You know, you're always going to have an enemy. You're always going to have someone tell you that you're wrong and what... You're always going to have it. Everyone's never going to have the same opinion. 30 guys sitting in a room is never going to have the same opinion.
30 guys with 30 different personalities.
Yep, they're never going to have the same opinion. It's just, it is the way it is. It's how you rebound from it. You know, and that being said, you know, say you are one of those, you know, now go back to Chad. Chad walks in the fire, is 18, he's a know-it-all.
Hell yeah.
Tells everybody what to do, tells everybody this is how it's done, you're wrong. The Fire Academy tells me it's this way. Okay. Wonderful. You know, It's
everybody's got them.
Everyone's got them. It's how you rebound from it personally. Because, quite honestly, I think that you can change your mindset. You don't always have to be that guy.
Yeah. Yankee should have done that yesterday.
I know, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. It's all right.
We've got the ESPNs on.
The Yankees got us watching TV for a minute. You know, there's a way to change it, and there's a way to better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, like Danny said earlier, I think, you know, and he nailed it. When you get that white shield, you get a black helmet, you get a little cocky. You do. Yeah. You know, especially if you know, and the way I've seen it is I started at 16. I started a junior, worked my way up from junior to pro B. The day I passed Fire One, I was like untouchable. Exactly. I knew it all. It didn't matter. I got a fire in my belt. I was like, oh, this is it. There ain't no stopping me now. Give me a radio. I'm in, boys. I'm in. And there has to be either a humbling experience where you realize you're like, you know what? Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut and listen. Or you just have a change of mind, mindset.
Now, that's what I'm going back to the whole, you know, how strong is the house? You know, if you had senior guys that were like super,
oh, we did.
Well,
and they told us how it was.
Well, okay, which is good.
It don't matter. Like where Danny and I came from, you know, especially the house we were in. You know, we were taught respect, and we were taught you keep your mouth shut till you're talked to, and even if you're talked to, it's a one word answer. And normally that answer is
see,
whatever
no.
you need. That yes,
yeah.
That's the way we were taught, and you know what? And
we're okay,
yeah, and it shaped us. I know it's more than one word. You got confused for a second, and it shaped us. You know, we were always taught, you know, white shield. You didn't mop a floor.
Mm-hmm.
White, you don't do these things. You know, we were always taught that, and you know, we respected that. Now, being that we wore white shields and white helmets, when you sit there and there's nobody to mop that floor and you have to mop that floor.
Not that there's nobody. They don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to.
You walk in now.
They don't want to.
You walk in on a drill or cleanup night. You're the guy cleaning. How many times can you tell somebody, you got to clean up? Well, I don't clean up at home.
Last mutual aid fire, I went to his chief. I hit the hydrant.
You did?
Yeah.
You know, and
in defense to my guys, it wasn't because they didn't want to.
Just the way the cards fell.
They were coming down the road, and I was standing by the hydrant, and they stopped and said, and one of the guys went to get off, and I said, told them, stay on, yeah. I got it.
And that's leading by example.
Yes.
That's what that is. That's, stay on the truck. I'm here, I know how to do it, I'll be down there in 30 seconds. You know, and that's what I mean by when you could change your mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm very glad that you brought up the... You know, I got my first fire. I'm gonna buy myself a radio.
Yeah, give me a strap, because,
bro.
Embroider it, bro. Embroider it.
I believe it's called stamping.
And that's how we all like.
We all were like that.
I mean, I don't know for you, Rob.
All of us.
Let's be real.
I don't think Chad's got a fire yet.
Me, Mike, and I like all the guys that we used to hang out with. That was it. Like, you bought your own radio. You bought your own radio strap. Now. Two months ago, I bought my own bailout bag.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Instead of buying a radio, I bought a bailout bag. Because
it's different.
I've learned
that,
you know, communication is very important, but there's radios on the trucks.
It's like, as cheesy as it is.
As cheesy.
It's like buying yourself a tourniquet.
Oh, you think about it, and like all the crap, you were 18 years old, like, oh, I gotta buy a Motorola. I gotta buy a Motorola. What's wrong with the 9 sitting in front of you? They don't have the right lapel mic.
They don't have
my
ID.
What? Yeah.
They don't go. Boop, 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 boop.
They say what truck you came on. That's all that matters.
That's
throw
the
your
way
take
it's
again.
Supposed to be.
But that's you know, I think that's that mindset you get when you're 18. It's like you go to every single conference, every single show.
And
you don't go to any of the classes, but you buy as many T-shirts as you can. You buy as many stickers as you can,
and you put them all on.
And your radio and a radio strap. You're like. Can I get 2 Maltese crosses on that strap?
Don't worry about the extricated gloves or the
safety
glasses.
Not the safety one. Yeah.
Yeah,
but like you say, you know, you bring that up. Look at the way our gear has evolved. You know, we tried to post in the beginning, like, what's in your pocket and stuff like that.
That fucking thing coming in here?
That must be the... But you look at the gear, like, I used to carry 20 pounds of shit. You know, fucking screwdriver, this, that. I was a toolbox on wheels. Now I'm like, you know what? I just need some webbing and a screwdriver.
If I didn't have to wear boots, I wouldn't wear them.
I have a Leatherman, a scissor, in a little pouch thing that I made, and weather. That's it.
Less is more.
A spanner too. You need a spanner.
They're on the engines,
yeah, I got
bro.
One of those. Yeah, I got one of those fancy spanners with the window punch on.
Yep. Whoosh. But you know, there's certain stables, and any volunteer listening will can say yes, there is. You know, we're talking about.
But what I'm getting at is, we always buy the cheap stuff.
Hey,
yeah, not
like,
the.
Well, not now.
Let me buy 13 knockoff HT1000s instead of. You know,
HT1100. What is this? I got 9 of them. Yeah.
You should come up with a good hashtag for that, and we'll send it to the Zoo Crew guys.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like Danny said. It's you get that first fire, and your eyes are like,
you're like,
I could do anything.
I need high temp borks now.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! It was so hot in there.
Well, you stood outside.
It was a dumpster fire. Yeah. Sir. What?
Well, then you have. Hold on. Let's add to that. The guys that say it's salty when it's an exterior defensive fire.
We had a good job, brother.
Well, what happened? The dumpster was on fire. What'd you do? I put a deck gun up and I went home. How long did it take? 10 minutes. You know, but again, it's a learning.
I think
because now you look at it,
all of us could sit in this room and say
we've all been through.
We witnessed the biggest electrical bonfire in the history of the state of New Jersey. We were all there. Yeah, there was
in one way or another.
There was nothing salty about that.
Everything
except for the
Elkin
wings.
Elkin wings? Oh yeah, we had Elkin wings.
Oh, you.
I didn't get Elkin wings either. Rob, don't worry.
It only took us about 8 hours to get food, but it eventually came.
That's how exciting that fire was. We're all talking about the food.
Yeah. That's how exciting that fire was.
But then again, now, you know, you come back from something like that and you think about why, what, how, and if and when next time. You know what I'm saying? But sorry, back then, but seriously, we don't want it to happen again.
Yeah,
but you look at it, you're like, back then, you're like, yep, we got one, let's post 30 pictures.
Of course.
I'm the man. And that was it. Now you come back, you're like, fuck, these radios didn't work. This guy couldn't hook up to my truck. We couldn't pump.
But
didn't have the gear to do the job.
That comes with being on and time on. You know, we're sitting here talking about the 622, and we're talking about how, you know, you get that big head the moment you do this. I think it's I think you as a person evolve in the fire service.
Once again, having an open mind. Learning.
It's having an open mind.
Learning and doing.
Yes, it's having an open mind. It's
like
learning.
I heard a younger member, and I believe that he's kind of one of those 2 and 20 guys.
Oh boy.
He's a good kid. He's got a good heart.
He's good.
But he'll stand there, and he made a comment, not to me, but not somebody else, and said, well, I learn better when I watch, which is great.
So he's a yard breather or a lawn shepherd?
But how can you say that? Easy. Like, you have to be hands-on to learn this job.
Yeah, especially, like you said, this job, it's hands-on. I mean, and that's where I've gotten into arguments, it's been with you even, you know, about once you start moving up the ranks, more of a command structure, more of making the shots, you have to experience or have had experience and have gone through what you want your crews to do.
Yeah.
Because
I agree with you that you have to. I agree, but I also don't agree with you that you're going to. Okay? Listen, you could be an officer, a captain, a lieutenant. You can be all those things. And catch, you know, one fire. Catch, you know, you're the boss of it. You're the boss going to a fire. Never been in commando fire because you had a chief who doesn't miss a thing. Now what happens when you become the chief and you have to run the show. Now, don't get me wrong. Do I agree with you that there needs to be some sort of experience?
Like a battle testing.
Yes.
Like,
and you know, never, you know, I wouldn't follow an officer into something that he would have never done. You know what I mean? Yes, I agree with
you. But
you
still got to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, still got to survive.
But
do your job.
You know, getting back to where I was going with it.
Sorry.
I think the evolution of the firefighter. You know, and it's every person evolution of the firefighter.
It's like a Long Island said it, firefighter.
Put a hashtag in front of that one, bro.
T-shirt.
But it's everybody, and like you talked about,
T-shirt.
You know,
you can go from like a monkey.
Yeah.
Why is it got to be a monkey?
Why is it got to be a monkey?
To a firefighter.
That's what evolution is.
And but, then we can put those crazy. At Air Force,
don't you start with those
European helmets?
They've been fighting fire for thousands of years.
I quit the fire service with that. I can't with those helmets. But you know, I really do believe that. You know, 18 years old.
Yeah,
it's a lot different from where we're sitting right now. Mike, how old are you? Honestly,
22.
How long have you been a fireman?
4 years. And even those 4 years, I can see a difference from when I started.
How old are you? Yes,
we can.
26.
How long have you been firing?
9 years.
You're going to evolve.
Yeah.
You know, the two old men at the table are sitting here.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love my leather helmet, and while you're saying that, I'm thinking about it. My back is shot.
Oh, boy. I can't take it.
And there's a really, like, every day I think, I'm like, man, if I put one of those glasses on, it's probably not going to hurt my back as bad as it does with the leather. And it doesn't hurt
the motorcycle helmet or, like, a plastic helmet?
Like a Ben Franklin or something. But, like, it crosses my mind. I haven't done it yet, but it does cross my mind.
Go home and say 2 Our Fathers for that. But, no, there's a progression, and there has to be. You know?
I think also, like, you also, like, as a young firefighter, you have to have that senior man that can knock you off your pedestal when you're younger.
You need that.
Luckily for me, I had you guys who were like, hey, Chad, you're being a shithead. Like, shut up.
Huh. We did tell you.
Yes. Many times. And to this day, you still do. And I thank you guys for that every day, and I thank everybody that's ever affected me.
But
we had it.
The thing is, we wouldn't say that to you if someone didn't say it to us.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying, where it all comes back. You're going to have that mentality, and you're going to have that, my shit don't stink.
Mike and I, we were lucky. We had it from not just our department, other departments. Because we had people that were, you know, in chief positions, and they liked us, and they would call us, and not even be at our calls, call us and be like, you sound like an idiot on the radio. Why are you talking like that? Oh, that sounds cool.
No,
you
doesn't.
Sound like an idiot.
You sound like a moron. What? Moron.
One word, not two.
It's just, I mean, to sum it up, I wish we could sit here and tell you, oh, it's going to pass, and this, it will.
Hopefully.
Some people it sticks.
And that's why I'm going to say it won't. It'll pass for some people,
but it depends.
It depends on a person.
I personally saw it that one of the guys I joined right before me, so we were pretty much on the same level. He was the same way. He was a 220, and they finally knocked him down. He got some sense into him. Then they gave him some leeway with stuff, and he got his big head again, and it hasn't changed since. So.
Was it Rob?
Yes.
It was Rob. It
was I!
All you of know what, gets though, higher. I think that it's gotten worse
in the last
couple of years. But even when me, Rob, and Mike joined, when you guys joined, it was always there. It's just
now we're aware. I think now we're aware.
But not only that, but there's not as many of us now.
Yeah,
not as many volunteers now.
We used to.
All of our roles are still 50 members. How many of them show up?
Yeah. Exactly. We could have 100 people on the roles, but
as many as us here.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking the same thing. There was a nice period of time that during the night when we get a late night call, I was one of four people showing up every time. And I'm like, why am I not an officer?
Yeah.
I'm here all the time. Why am I?
I thought the same way.
We all did.
I still do.
When I was a junior lieutenant the first time, I used to think all the time, like, the captain never shows up. I should be captain. He should be captain. He's never here. Exactly. And I think back and I'm like,
God,
after being chief, I'm like, holy shit, there's a lot to do.
It was
let him sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
It was once I finally had a ride the front seat on a call, and I got on the radio. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
They just hold it going, does it talk for me? Or do I?
I did a size up, and I was like, oh, wow, that was terrible.
I just sized up a McDonald's instead of a 1.5-story frame. Damn it.
Is there french fries anywhere?
Four stories. No, that's two. But all right.
One window, six windows. 44 type one.
A chance.
Yeah. It's just, it's an epidemic, I think, is the best way.
That's a strong word. That's
a very
like
strong word.
That's like Ebola level.
He loves that word, doesn't he?
Epidemic. Pandemic or epidemic?
What the hell's pandemic?
I don't know. Somebody pulled up the
word. Oh, now he's going to start using that.
What the hell's pandemic?
Your new favorite word.
I know. I got it tattooed on my helmet. My leather helmet.
You tattooed
it. Fine.
I still got my leather helmet.
Was it tattooed by?
I think about it.
Was it tattooed by DM Helmets?
Why what?
Trying to do a shout out. I want mine still. But this is what makes it fun.
No, I just.
Pandemic was when an epidemic spreads through the world.
So it might be. Oh,
shit. Local versus
somebody
global.
Yeah.
He's gonna be pulling up on scenes now. I got a pandemic of idiots walking around.
Some world idiots. I like it.
You ever think about if the
people that we're talking about would make a podcast and talk about us.
Yeah, you know
time.
What?
Stupid all we the are. Time.
We're know-it-alls.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
A bunch of cork suckers.
But
cork. You suck at the cork?
But think about it. No. We're a bunch of know-it-alls.
Yeah. But you know what? I think,
and
you know, it, to
it
challenge
comes,
that.
But think what Mike just said. There's people who will sit down and listen to us just because they want to break down every single thing we say that's wrong. We never said we're right.
This guy said brothers the wrong way. Okay.
You know.
Bro chachos?
But it's the same. They might think of us as the 6 for 22s.
Yeah.
What are those guys talking about? What kid's got 4 years on? He's going to tell me what to do?
Yeah, my man.
But at the end of the day, who's training?
Wait, we're who's still learning? Doing all of this.
Well, you know.
Who goes and wants to learn?
Like, and that's the other kicker. You bring that up with guys that admit. Here's another thing I'd like to bring up, which is on that same bounds is.
Bring it up, bro.
Now you have guys. You know, like us that joined young, that are still local, that go to college and whatnot. Now, what about guys that are starting to miss certain drills or some drills because they're going to college? Or they're working? Because I have guys that are.
That.
Yeah,
that
I do.
Good,
I accept that very much.
And they,
I do.
And they got,
you,
they
you
got jobs that are working.
You know
what's
nice?
And you're like,
because I've seen this. I've seen guys that are work during the day and go to school at night. And they'll come to the firehouse on Saturdays and Sundays,
and do all that.
And they'll pull cross lays, and pack hose, and roll hose, and do, you know, searches with another guy, because they want to be there. They want to learn. They want to make themselves.
That's
better.
The key. Because I hate dealing with people that are like, oh, he's not coming around now. He's going to college, or he's got a job. It's tough.
It's
tough, but.
1 o'clock in the morning because he works 2 jobs and he does a truck check or Saturday mornings at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
We have one of those.
Fuels the truck up.
He comes every Sunday
morning.
He's a huge piece. An older gentleman, ex-chief, doesn't come to meetings, doesn't come to drills.
So he does.
He doesn't have
that's
time.
His thing.
Every Sunday morning he's at the firehouse and he spends about 4 hours there and he runs every truck, he runs the pump, checks every compartment. Goes through every pack.
It's normally the list of shit that was wrong.
Yeah.
And we kind of go like, all right, this is fine. That's
what I'm saying. There's a whiteboard of crap that's wrong with the truck. But that's when he can find the time and he comes and does it. And to me, that's awesome.
But that's big,
no,
too.
No, it is.
But
that's
now
showing.
How do you bridge that with guys that break his balls? You know what I'm saying? Like
there has to be, you know what?
Like, yeah, the senior guy clips it. He's supposed to clip it and nip it in the butt. But, you know, let's be real. There's chirpers everywhere, even in the same house. Like,
but you're
that's a tough one.
You know what? To answer your question, there's certain chirpers that you can handle. And there's other ones that you just got to ignore.
Yeah.
That's why we're here today.
I agree. Yeah, there's
because some people just,
they're
going to
just keep
it.
Talking.
They're just
going to
keep talking.
That's their way of doing it.
And that those are the people that are going to be commenting and trying to pick apart everything that we say.
This guy said chirpers with 3 P's. There's only one in it. No, there's two.
That's a 1 P per. What? You know, it's just, you know, getting back to how do you bridge it. I don't know if there's a right answer on how to bridge it. What?
I don't think there is.
There never will be.
You're right. I don't think there ever will be on how do you bridge it because I don't think. You can.
You got to stay positive and hope that the majority of the people will do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope. It's like
hope,
Star Wars.
Hope
it's
that.
Really, what's
the majority of the brothers are solid.
Deet, deet, deet.
Majority of them will stay.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
That's a whole other animal.
I think we kind of beat this one up till we couldn't.
I mean,
you got anything? You looking at anything on the old grammar?
They
want to talk about? Is there anything they want to talk about? Zoo Crew Boys, thank you for the stickers, by the way.
Stickers for everybody.
So
they're
cool.
Awesome.
This is awesome.
What was the one today? Did you see the one they put up today?
Which one? Oh, the
kid where they threw a ladder at him? They threw a ladder at him?
What's that now? Throwing ladders and popping bladders or something?
What?
That's the new hashtag.
Like it.
I still think, you know, trucks on scene cancel the box is the best, but still not making a sticker for that one. I really hope they do. But yeah, you know, like Jeremy mentioned, or we've mentioned prior, we've shared it on our stories. Nationals got their night coming up with Nick Papa up at
Defiant.
The 29th. Get your tickets.
On tap.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a good time.
Well, it's going to be a great time.
Tactical venting by Lieutenant Papa.
That just...
You're a strange...
Sounds so badass. Dude.
See? Yeah, thank you. Terrible.
Sounds badass.
See? What? The name of the class? Class? Oh, yeah. It sounds awesome. Not the way he says it.
It's just...
Well, yeah. That's why we're here today.
Not the way he says it. No, yeah. That's going to be a fun night. Do we have any other things we have to talk about?
You want to hit this or that for next time?
I'm going to say that.
All right. So yeah.
Because we actually have to start doing them like we promised everybody.
Yeah, we may start.
Not that like the six month. Listeners really are
six
going we're crazy.
A lot.
Yeah.
Seven. We have a lot more than we really think we do. And they're all and a lot of them are from our area, just, you know, down the hill on certain agencies. Majority hit from there.
It's all your friends.
No, not mine. No, mis amigos.
Rob listening to it over. Yeah.
Rob listens to the same podcast 1,100 times. Rob's fiance can't hear it anymore. She's like, shut it off. Shut it
just
off.
Just stop it, for the love of God.
Take those stupid headphones off.
What else is coming up? Harrisburg's coming up.
Yeah, the weekend of the 17th.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going
to. Old Donnie's wedding. No.
What?
Our buddy's getting married.
So are you going or not?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Harrisburg.
Okay, there you heard it. You heard it here first. Mike's going to be there.
I'm not going to have a booth, nor am I going to have a hat on that says who I am, so.
Find him if you can.
Yeah. Be like, where's Waldo?
You're fucking telling me this Pierce has water on it? That's how you're going to find him.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Hey, they gave me a heads up on him.
Chad, you got anything over there, bud? No? Just living the dream? All right.
I still want that soundboard.
Saving babies and hanging with
babies. Oh, God.
It's in the works.
Nice. Do you guys notice the plate in front of you? No?
I did notice it.
See? You like that? We're bringing it back.
We only have one of those trucks left.
That's it.
And if that's going this year.
Yes.
Yes.
It's all right. It's gold rimmed.
Jackpot.
It means it's fancy.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
But if we're gonna end, then we should definitely
high note.
Well, yeah, we will end on a high note. But like we mentioned earlier in the podcast,
don't be a 2 and 20.
Thank you. is, you know, National Mental Health Awareness Month. So, you know, Next Wrong does big things with that. But
yeah,
we've said it in a podcast previous that we did talk about mental health. You know, if you are going through something, there's always somebody to listen. You know, I know Next Rung has two phone numbers that you can contact somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you don't want to call somebody, you know,
just
shoot one of us a DM. Seriously. You know, shoot an email if you need to talk, if you need to vent. There's always somebody that'll listen to you, especially you know, in the fire service. We do tend to take care of our own. So if you are feeling down or something like that, please, by all means, know that you're not alone in anything. There's always somebody that'll listen to you.
Yeah, I got Blake's ad, or not an ad, but his PSA he puts out.
Here, yeah, read it.
1-833 NXT rung. It translates to, actually, I don't know.
That's all right.
Yeah, somebody, I'm not good. Now that iPhones are out.
We'll read what it says.
You know, yeah, so we'll read for word for word. You know, if you're looking for peer support, first responder like yourself, call or text 1-833 NXT rung. You know, obviously, if it's life-threatening or really serious or close, obviously call 911 or go to your hospital.
1-833.
The other line he's got up here is 1-800-237-8255. Blake's just, you know, Blake and Charlie are great guys. You know, they're doing a lot with this. You know, support them. You know, obviously, one thing about Flow Event that a lot of people don't see for some reason is we don't make a dime. We're dishing out money left and right on our own.
Dishing out so much money.
You know, we're going to have
a GoFundMe for us, but, you know, a new computer.
You know, the green.
Just so
you know,
we can keep track of all the shit we dish out.
You know, the Green Mondays are big for Blake and the Next Run team. And even, you know, Skulls for Hope at Arizona is same, you know, similar, same mission, you know, also solid stuff. They do put their money's worth and they're backing through everything. But again, 1-833-698-7864 is Blake's contact. Let me tell you, the guy will answer his phone whenever you want.
Yeah, someone will always answer that phone.
Yeah, and you know, even with that, you know, a lot of volunteer and career departments have, if it's not Next Rung, they have their own ways of doing, of getting contact. I know at work we had couple of brothers come in a couple of weeks ago, talk about things. They have their own contacts. You know, feel free to reach out through your department, company, union, whatever. You know, there's somebody out there to work with you, or, you know, just to listen. Who else, man? It's crazy. What are we in? May.
May.
Time's flying.
We missed all of April.
Yeah, we did. We missed. You're right. We missed all of April.
We're trying to roll content out. It's tough, man.
It's tough with our schedules.
That's the problem. It's trying to find a night that we all can sit down.
But we do listen. We keep, you know, we keep answering as best as we can.
We do. You know, we.
Mike's got the tweets. And Mikey's got the podcasting. Chad just looks sexy in the videos.
What?
I don't know.
I guess you haven't put those videos. But, you know.
Look, if I ever looked sexy.
Where'd my keys go?
I don't know. Right in front of Chad.
No.
Right in front of Mikey.
No,
but in, you know, in all seriousness, we are behind, and you know,
I got a couple events.
To anybody, you know, who has listened to us and
we do appreciate
it, and wanting more, we do apologize. We have no one to blame but ourselves for that one.
We all know. It's life. We're all, yeah. Like we said, but, in this cast, everybody's doing,
you know,
things.
We're trying to do more, and we're trying to get as much out as we can.
Here's your first official announcement of this.
Oh, we got an official announcement. Here we go.
First week of November in Long Island.
That's right.
Jesus.
We'll be
so far away.
We'll be out there in Belmore for their training fundraiser.
Yes, we will.
So just stay tuned for details. We're still working out the kinks, but that's happening. And then again, if you want training, kind of throwing this out there on a whim, but if you want to train with us, you have ideas, tips, tricks, you want to submit anything, like we said, now we got, you know, brothers in Georgia, Virginia. Yeah. You know, the network grows. You know, again, it's not about having the biggest team or anything. It's just we like sharing ideas.
Don't be afraid to send us stuff.
Don't. It's just not.
Yeah, well, yeah. Be afraid to send us some stuff. But anything.
Unless you're from Barstool, send away.
You know, if you guys are, if you know, shut you're up. Out on a department drill or something, and you're doing a training, and you got a video, and it, you know, it works for you.
You send stuff.
Send it to us.
I was bad this week with your truck stick, you know, to the window,
oh,
to the roof line.
Please.
The tip to the window.
Nobody on the tip, but there's to the window, just in case.
Be proactive. Yeah,
but it really, if you, you know, you video something and you want to see it, just shoot it the DM.
And like you said, you never know. No, but seriously, in all seriousness, you never know. Kids who's going to watch that. Yeah, you're going to get haters, but it may, and it probably will help somebody else.
Yeah.
You know?
But let's see. I think that's it. Again, the Zoo Crew Boys, thank you for the sweet stickers.
Swag stickers, boss. Saving awesome. Babies and hanging with ladies.
At some point, we are going to have to meet you guys.
Yeah,
and or do, you know, and or do something, because it's...
I want to meet those guys.
Dude, I cannot wait to meet those guys.
Yeah,
Corey Harris.
I mean, they're funny dudes.
I can't wait. But,
we're pretty funny, but not that funny.
No, we're not that funny.
I mean, if you want to yell at... Yeah, you're pretty funny.
Who?
You.
Maybe.
You yell at a lot
sometimes.
Of people.
Sometimes. Other times, you're just an asshole.
Usually when most of the time, so it's not funny for everybody.
Yeah, but people listening or watching, some kind of interaction between you guys would be dying.
Who?
I'm just saying, you with, you know, with those guys.
Oh, I'd love to.
The uncensored Mikey.
Yeah. With the
twins. Fact that this is censored.
Shut up! I'm trying to be good. I haven't cursed a lot. I didn't say jerk.
Yeah, well, in the first five episode, it was all Mikey, fuck this,
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
you.
Right, it was.
And he's like, guys, you gotta take it easy with that.
Listen, I went to church.
Cinco de Mayo.
Rob is
pretty sure you cursed
today.
The entire episode or
yeah, he
podcast
did,
tonight.
Drop
me?
Yeah, he did.
I did drop. I cursed a couple times.
You were
times.
Counting mine, but not counting your own.
I cursed a couple times. I'll admit it.
Rob, you're on par tonight.
Oh, I have no problem. Mm-hmm. For shame. Shame. Game of Thrones.
Me
counting down. 6 minutes. You heard it. We're,
I think
oh, Chad doesn't speak.
Oh, God. Game of Thrones.
I don't know what channel Game of Thrones is on this. You know? Anybody know?
I have yet to see a single episode of this show.
Oh, same. You're missing out.
You know what?
Baseball's on. I can't
remember. Yeah, really.
Is it an HBO, dude?
I don't know. I don't have...
Go
hockey.
To 300s.
You know the hockey playoffs are on, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Who are you rooting for now?
Me?
Go up one. At least one.
No way. No way. We don't have it here.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Who are you rooting for?
The rest of the way, I'd like to see the Colorado Avs go on, bro.
Of course. You know what? I forgot
San
Colorado.
San Jose, baby.
I forgot Colorado was still in.
Everybody
San
wants
Jose.
Anything to do with Colorado.
Yeah, this guy doesn't even know half the team on San Jose. All he knows is Jor Thurton and Brett Burns.
Listen,
yo, Brett Burns is
Dude, he's got a sweet beard.
He's a mountain man.
Yeah, that's
yo.
Chewbacca coming at you.
Hot. Yeah,
I got jeans. the Canes they are as a solid. I'd like, I would see, I'd like to see the Canes, Canes Dallas.
Well, yeah, you, I'm surprised you don't like fucking Dallas number two.
Dallas.
I would like to see Dallas, my boy Zook, Dallas out there.
They did. Oh, he was a Ranger.
He was a Ranger. Got a rep, bitch.
Well, and in that case, that's like me saying I want Boston because they have Mojo.
Yeah, Ranger South already lost.
So. Yeah, Ranger South is out.
They got swept by a team.
I forgot Colorado's still in it, so Rob just yelled, Colorado!
No, but they're... man.
I love it. And Nashville's out, too, which kind of pisses you off. I like Nashville.
I do like Nashville.
Well, they're the same color as, you know,
Sarah Bezos. St. Louis and Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina looks good.
After that kid got knocked out by Ovechkin, he's like, yeah, watch this. We're going to win now. But you teach me how to drink later. We'll be all right.
Shit, they almost killed him.
Jesus.
Oh, it's almost... I can't believe the Islanders. They
look hot, they and then they look
so
not.
So good.
The first, you know what? The first three games of that series wasn't...
It was tight.
That's what happened. Barclays.
Oh, yeah, it's still going.
Yeah. Collusion.
We went from talking about football to talking about sports now.
No, that's all right. Some people actually listen.
Firefighting.
Last episode was football. Then we went to hockey on this one.
I'm all about football. What do you mean?
He's looking at your sweatshirt.
I know, dude. I'm so.
We're watching the puck.
Cleveland Browns are going to be your favorite team.
Fuck out of here. All I'm saying, Joe Flacco is going to do well. Listen, he's in Mile High. It's Flacco. Hmm?
Oh, yeah, you're a fucking idiot. I won't say anything on that one. People know. People don't forget, Chad.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, fucking idiots.
That was published already.
Yeah, it did. So, trying to get Chad not to get shanked.
Well, where's our jersey for the wall? Can't write, like, Team Flow Invent or something?
Team Flow Invent. Fuck you, Chad.
Flow Invent jersey?
We'll tell you later.
Fuck out of here.
We'll tell you later when the mics are off.
But they've been off this whole time.
Are they off?
Nope.
Joke is on you, my friend.
All right, that being said, guys, peace.
You know what would be funny?
Oh boy, he's got to.
Anybody watch Saturday Night Live last night with Adam Sandler doing Aquaman again?
No, I haven't seen it. But I did see the clip where he did his Chris Farley tribute to end the show.
Well, in that case, I don't know. Do what? Some kind of Chris Farley thing.
I don't know much Chris Farley except
Tommy. Ran down by the river.
Oh, dude.